Proposition 2 on the April 6th ballot is area-wide public safety capital improvement bonds. At $250,000, it's the smallest of this year's four municipal bond requests. The bonds would purchase an ambulance for the Sand Lake Fire Station. Anchorage Fire Chief Mark Hall describes the area's growing medical transport needs.
We've got, you know, the schools that are out there. The Sand Lake area is growing in itself. And the types of calls and the types of homes that are going out there, we're getting some high-density housing, and we're also getting the extended care facilities out there.
Chief Hall says that although housed at the Sand Lake stations, like all the fire department ambulances, it will also make runs beyond its home area.
It will supply an ambulance to supplement the ambulance fleet that we have now. We have 8 in service now, and this will give us 9.
In a Diamond High School incident a few weeks ago, it was a Spinard-based ambulance that responded. The ambulance crew stationed closest to the school was already on a transport run. The biggest expense associated with Proposition 2 is not the ambulance purchase, but its operation and maintenance. The estimated cost to staff the ambulance is up to $800,000 a year. That expense originally caused Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan to advise postponing the bond request until the city weathers its current recession-induced budget problems. At the assembly session deciding which bond propositions to put on the April 6th ballot, Municipal Manager George Vakalis explained why Sullivan no longer objected to its inclusion. Vakalis said the operations costs would not occur until after the city had undergone the bidding, ordering, outfitting, and delivery process, plus hiring the trained personnel for the ambulance.
When we looked at the timeline for that, it would be at the tail end of 2011 before we could actually man this thing anyway.
By then, the administration predicts it will have largely emerged from the current budget difficulties. If approved, property taxpayers throughout the municipality would cover the Proposition 2 bonds. The cost is listed as 12 cents per $200,000 of assessed valuation to retire the proposed bonds, with approximately $5.10 for annual operations and maintenance, also per $200,000 valuation. The operations and maintenance costs would raise the municipal tax cap by as much as $800,000. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.